This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III here on this Thursday, September 26, 2024, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports football. This weekend, home, Oklahoma State women's soccer kicking off here tonight, back in Buser Family Park. And we're going to get into the postcast here of volleyball in just a moment. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. Especially your K-State fan, listen to this podcast. This is 9 straight sets that the, and who had this on their to-go list, or as we are calling now, the bingo card here going into the season. K-State women's volleyball has yet to win a match in 3 games, and the struggles continued last night as they got swept at home against Houston last night. Again, deciding, this has been the common theme of the year. I mean, to this point, Houston was a 500 team going in overall. 5-5 now. Houston goes to 6-5 with this win. K-State yet continues to go the wrong direction, 2-8 overall, and of course 0-1 in the Big 12. And between all of our teams so far, we have not won a game in the Big 12 conference. Did I plan to say that? No, I'm just call what it is. Soccer hasn't won a conference game yet. They resume action tonight against Texas Tech. Right? you had the debacle in Provo last weekend. And here, the women's volleyball team under Jason Mansfield, they lose again. And again, the deciding set was the very first one. Because you win this, it probably goes the other way a little bit here. 27-25 in the first set. Houston pulls it off. And then, of course, Houston wins 25-20. And then, yet again, in set 3, 25-23. Again, I hate to repeat myself when it comes to women's volleyball. And again, it's not that much at all. And I don't know. I have no idea how the women's volleyball team is going to get over this. What's going to turn out to be a huge hurdle for this team. The Wildcats had 3 players reach double figures in this game as far as the kills go. 4 straight loss for K-State. Meg Bryan led the way with 16. Hit at an impressive 4.33 clip. And then Aaliyah Carter, 12. Liz Grigorowski had 10 there as well. Sujetsky. Did pace the offense here. Only hit 216, 27 assists on the night. Ava LeGrand next with 15 there as well. And Simone Sims getting her, first start as a, in her K-State career. 16 digs. She got called for the start for this one. 16 digs of the night there as well. And which ended up being her 7th match with 10 or more digs, and rightfully so there as well. Next game, obviously, for the volleyball team, and it doesn't get any easier. UCF comes calling on Friday, I'm getting my games mixed up. That's Friday night, that's tomorrow night, 7:30, I'm reading UCF. UCF is 7-3, 0-1 in Big 12. So they lost their Big 12 opener. 6:30. Don't go 7:30 because the game might be almost over. 6:30, Morgan Family Arena. Can K-State get off the slide here and win? And not only that, not only just win, but win a set. At some point, because this is 4 straight. This is nickel on a 9 match. And I probably could go back a little further than that. But I don't feel like going back through all that right now. But at least off the top of my head, during this 4-game stretch, they have not won a set. And I might go back for giggles here and see. But this is This has been absolutely stunning to see the struggles of this women's volleyball team. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III here. By the way, Houston 3, K-State nothing. Jason Mansfield after the game, quote, "I thought Houston played very, really well. We saw in the film that they're a good ball control team with a pretty diverse offense, and I thought they did a good job of spreading it around. They passed really well the whole night. We couldn't get to them on the serve receive, so their offense really flowed at times, but I'm proud of our fight. I've been proud of our fight pretty much the whole season. The narrative is the same. We're close, and we have to find a way to finish sets when we're up. And we have to find a way to fight to get back and win some close sets. Again, we're so close," end quote there as well. And I'm going to go down here. Coach Mansfield on Simone Simmons. Quote, "It was the first time in her career playing libero, so I'm just proud of her. And she did a good job. She's such a great athlete. She's so quick. So what you guys saw today in the libero jersey is stuff that we see every day in the gym. She's a really special player. And I thought she did a really good job tonight playing libero for the first time." So also a new position apparently. So Mansfield's trying to change things up a little bit here. Trying to find a spark. May have it. Simone Simmons here. Big night for Simmons, but her team could not come up with a big dub there as well. So what's next? UCF Friday night at Morgan Freeman Arena. And yeah, they've lost all these matches at home, which is has not been pleasant. Just to say the least as well. Excuse me there as well. So UCF comes calling tomorrow night at Morgan Freeman Arena. And of course, Saturday here, let me see if I can... While I'm on the top of it here, round up the rest of this weekend schedule here. So Texas Tech tonight, 25th ranked Texas Tech for women's soccer as K-State tries to get on the board in Big 12 play themselves. That's tonight. That goes down. Let's see here. In tennis, so we got what do we have here. You have that. Yeah. So tennis actually begins here, moving up a block here a little bit. UCF. Oh, man, now I'm getting all the teams mixed up. I apologize. Not UCF. K-State begins their ITA All-American Championship on the tennis side today as well. So K-State tennis coming off of a decent performance there in the K-State Invitational. 10 victories there. That episode's up wherever you get your podcast there as well. So you got that. That's going to be going on through tomorrow. That's going to be going on through the rest of the week. So you got today, Friday, and Saturday for the K-State tennis. And then soccer tonight at Buser Family Park, where they look to upset 25th ranked Texas Tech. Then tomorrow, UCF and cross country. Yes, sir. Cross country tomorrow. Not Saturday, so that's odd. So tomorrow, cross country resumes their season at the Gaines Creek Invitational. So there you go on that. And then, of course, the big one on Saturday morning, Oklahoma State, top 20 matchup there, as well as K-State looks to bounce back after a very disappointing loss on the road against BYU. And this, for sure, and I have a preview on this tomorrow, come out tomorrow. This is by far, more I think about this, the more it rings true. Huge game for K-State. You do not want to go 0-2 in the Big 12. You're one of the favorites to compete for a Big 12, to get to Arlington, to compete for a Big 12 championship. So you want to see what happened against Arizona turn the tables against Oklahoma State. But it's going to be a tough game, though. But K-State, they got – somebody has turned something around. So hopefully it begins tonight with the soccer team, and then it'll swing forward from there. So huge game on Saturday morning, Oklahoma State there as well. And then I'm just going to throw in this as well. The second round of the NASCAR playoffs begins on the Cup side. KC's Kansas, Kansas Speedway Cup Series, round of 12 begins on Sunday. So I just want to sprinkle that in there a little bit just to be silly on the podcast. But yeah, but be serious though. K-State Volleyball will have to hope to turn things around on tomorrow night against UCF after falling 3-0 against Houston. For a Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcast is found. We're free and available daily. Or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content here, we'll wrap it with that. And again, bonus content, that has finally been published as well. So me and Alex had finally got on the Podbean app, Greer 3-Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S Podcast, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. We finally got a chance to, this is what got together early this week and recorded the podcast episode on there. So feel free to check that out. That's download the Podbean app, Podbean, the Greer 3-Ace Podcast. I did not come up with that podcast name. Podbean apparently decided to make one up for me. So there you go. And that's G-R-I-E-R, number 3-E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S Podcast. And you'll find the latest episode, bonus content of the Pro Project Podcast on that. Houston 3, K-State nothing. This has been a postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. K-State women's volleyball now 2-8 on the year and 0-1 in Big 12 play. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast continues. Cats.